Blog Talk Radio.
One time for my people trying to party. Two times for the party getting started.
Gentlemen, this is your girl, Miss Chocolate, and we live on the Miss Chocolate Show. I apologize about that. This weather is just out of control right now. So we're going to go ahead and cue in Jesse James, the legend from Smoke Records. How you doing, Jesse James?
Yes. Oh, I'm doing fine. Just fine.
Yes.
Trying to stay alive.
Well, you are staying alive. That's exactly what you're doing.
Okay,
speaking in existence. Yes, yes.
Right on.
Oh, yes. And when you get chimed too, can you get your assistant to send me over all Shirley Diamond music so I can add it into the radio station queue?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
And it will get done. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. And then, I got Shirley Diamond on, and I'm going to let y'all commute about this song, because the song that y'all have, Another Layover, it kind of tickled my bone just to hearing it, because it's so different. So I want y'all to this how y'all collab and came up with this song.
You started it.
Well, no, what happened was how I got involved with it. Shirley used to be manager who has passed on. He came to me with this title, Another Love Layover, and he wanted me to write a song to it. So I did, and then when I got with Shirley, she put her 2 cents in, and that's how it came about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yep. That's how it came about. She put that woman stuff in it. You know how y'all do.
Oh, okay.
It was just in mine was for real. I didn't tell you it was for real.
She's talking about a side piece and all that.
y'all so bad.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun working with Sherry. I love working with her. Glad to have her.
Yeah, I enjoy working with you too, Jess.
And I want that new one we got called You Don't Know Who You're Sleeping With.
Yes, that's the one I could not. That's the one I couldn't find, and that kind of blew me out the mind. So I had to play it through YouTube. So we made it work. We made it work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Jesse has this version.
Oh.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna send her that the other version too, with me and you on the record together and all that stuff. So I'll make sure she gets it.
Definitely make sure y'all send me all y'all music, because Jesse, I am overseas now in my station, so I'm in Mexico, I'm in Puerto Rico and Canada, and of course the whole U.S.
Oh.
And then I'm in a lot of islands in Australia. Yeah, I'm in a lot of different areas now, so it's a lot of people that's tuning in to the station faithfully. And so they definitely love the music. So you know how they do overseas. They love music.
And me and Shirley got a record. We got some records out over there in Europe and all over the place.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know who you sleep and where it is over there.
Cool.
I can't wait to get that to you. I'm probably going into the studio tomorrow and I'll have them put all that stuff and send it to you.
Okay, great. Yeah. I definitely definitely want to play all y'all hits, all y'all music, 'cause all y'all song, all the music that y'all make is definitely gives you that I could do bad by myself vibe, you know.
It gives you
all that, and you know, the good 80s and 60s vibe.
So have you heard the other one? I put a claim on that thing.
Yeah,
that's more like a 2000. 2024 version. That's a up-to-date show, enough.
I'm gonna send it in both versions, as one with Millie and one without her.
Okay.
So you have a choice either way you want to do it.
I'm just throw both of them on there.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd be the right thing to do, get them a little bit of taste of both worlds.
Okay.
That's right.
And another record I want you to pay close attention to that I'm going to send you is called Father, We Having Trouble Down Here.
You sent me that one.
No, I've done that. Throw that one out. That ain't about nothing.
Oh, okay. You see, you got a new one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't add that one, because I was about to add that one. I was like, I don't know if I should add it or not.
No.
Okay.
Don't add it. It's coming to you, the new version. You really like
it.
Most people do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Yeah, but I'm glad to see that you're doing so well there. And,
that's
you know, we need more like you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we sure do.
Yes, we need more. Yeah, so, you know, it's so good to be surrounded by friends.
Yes, sir. Yes. So I'm definitely, y'all, anytime y'all want to come on the show, or anytime y'all available to do a live show, just let me know, and we'll discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Every song, and we got to give the people the dirty version of why y'all came up with the song.
She won't lie. She'll tell the truth. And sometimes the truth ain't always the best way to go.
Yeah.
She's going to tell you exactly how it goes and what it is.
Yeah, well, I told her.
Yeah, she said it too.
No shame to her game.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Right. I told her, I said, look, Shirley, I want a woman's point of view, and what I tell her that for? I wouldn't expect to get all I got back.
Oh, Lord, can't take that back. The truth is the truth.
Yeah.
I won't ask her no more.
Oh, Lord. Y'all came up with some hit songs.
Wait, you know,
doing it.
Huh?
I said y'all came up with some very great songs and some hit songs doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I really love that song. Yeah. Well, like I say, we got some more coming.
I got one coming
called Is He Gone Yet?
Is He Gone Yet?
Oh, Lord. Did you leave him yet? Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, is he gone to work yet?
Oh, wow. You're terrible.
Yeah, he's gone now. Come on by.
Oh, my goodness. You are being bad. Lord.
No, we just tell you this, what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. Now, you see who the one be bringing all this stuff out. It's just... Listen at it. Put a claim on that thing, and then... has he left yet?
Has he gone yet? Yeah, hey, Chaka, the phone rings. The phone rings and that D boy says, is he gone yet?
Now this fool, you got a song called Ooh Wee and Cheating in the Next.
Yeah. The one of what happened to the Ooh Wee.
Yeah.
Everybody
want to
know about that. You have that already, don't you, Chocolate?
Yes, I have Ooh Wee.
What happened?
I have Ooh Wee and Cheating in the Next Room or the Next World. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to play one of them right now. Matter of fact, world, this is Jesse James, Mr. I Could Do Bad by Myself, and CEO of Gunsmoke Records. I'm about to say another record name. I mean Gunsmoke Records. So y'all definitely tune in because this is a good interview that y'all do not want to miss. Okay, world, right here on WMQP 107.3.
Good evening. Test 1-2. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dime Pocket Club would like to present Mr. I Can Do Bad by Myself. How about a nice welcome for Gunsmoke recording artist, Mr. Jesse James.
How's everybody doing? I want to see the hands of all the people that's been cheated on tonight. Oh, somebody raised up two hands. Oh, two feet. Now, I'm going to let y'all in on a little bit of my business, if it's all right. And I can understand it because I've been there myself. Yeah, this is my business. I'm going to tell you my business. So listen to me. I want to let everybody know this. Now, you see, I've been married for about 10 years. And in 10 years, you start taking everybody for granted. You start making love. You always know when it's coming. And now, you know, dinner's always cooked on time. Everything is in place like it's supposed to be. So you think. So ladies and gentlemen, I have a construction job. And all you fellas know that whenever it rains, the man will send you home. Now me, I'm a country boy. Now, me and my old lady love to make love when it's raining. So you know I ran right home. Cause I got to my house, I went in, didn't nobody hear me come in the house. And I headed straight to the bedroom. As I got there, you know how you can always tell when something's wrong. And something said, be holy. Listen. And I heard my old lady say these words. Baby, I sure want to see you. Now I know she wouldn't talk to me because she didn't even know I was in the house. Knocked me to my knees, y'all. So the next thing that really hurt me is when I heard her say these words. I'm going to meet you, baby. But I got to feed this food first. Because soon as I feed him, he's going to go to sleep. He's been doing it for 10 years and he's not going to change now. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I headed straight to the living room. Tears coming out of my eyes, big as cantaloupes. And ladies, I don't care how handsome you think your man is, but if you ever heard him and you see him cry, he gets real ugly in the face. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, this particular record came on the radio, and I said the Lord above must have made this particular record just for me, with something like this. Cheating in the next room. She making a plan to meet him soon. You see, she's in there just plotting, no more jealous more. She making them plans to know I do me wrong. But you know what? Listen to me. Love is no longer. The woman of his heart no longer cares. It's best to call it quits. I'll go your separate ways for playing that cheating game. Your heart and your pain. You got a secret. But as soon something else. Oh! One thing that make you so mad is, oh! When a woman asks him, why did you do it to me? A man's cop-out is, baby, did your mama tell you it's just a dog and me? Bow, wow, wow, yo. I got to tell the truth this evening. And you know, but you ladies got one too. You ladies got one too. You know the first thing a woman will tell you when you say, baby, why did you do it to me? The first thing that woman will say, she will stand back in her hip.
Now, Jesse.
Yeah.
You're real bad on that one. Real bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, the beginning of the song, that's what had tickled me. The part where you said, raise your hand. He said, oh, so you got two hands up. Oh, 2 feet?
Yeah, 2 feet. Raise up hands and feet. If you think you're getting teased on right now, but the part I like is at the very end when y'all tell us we made you do it. We ain't made you do nothing. You did it because you wanted to do it.
Right, right. I'm like, we ain't put no gun in your head to say go cheat. Like,
right.
Terrible.
Right. Don't keep on telling the truth on yourself now, Chocolate. You and Shirley, y'all go tell the truth.
Yeah, me personally,
yeah,
I
yeah. Nobody put no gun to your head, you're
to.
Right.
Yeah,
you did it because you wanted to do it.
Yeah, I'd rather leave a person alone before I cheat on them. If I got to cheat on you, I might as well just let you go.
Okay, what about them can't help it?
You can help yourself. Some people just don't have no self-control.
Yeah, sometimes you can't have no self-control. Depends on who it is. Yeah, I know you ain't going up to it, but you know, you done ran into, you know, I know you done ran into somebody. You try to be like you say, but it don't work out that way.
Oh, no.
Cause sometimes
they, you know, what, Jesse? They get mad because I don't want to mess with them. So I don't know. They leave.
No,
yeah, they leave.
Well, that all. But it all depends on how bad they want to stay, though. You see what I'm saying?
Evidently, they want to stay too bad.
Yeah, if they want to stay real bad, then you can't just get rid of them just like that. And sometimes you just can't help yourself.
Yeah, those people don't
got. Yeah, y'all get quiet when it's on you.
Yeah. No. I ain't being quiet. I'm just being honest. Now this song, Ooh Wee.
Well, everybody done been through that. We all, if you've been with somebody long enough, after a while those things set in. You want to know what happened to the ooh-wee.
What happened to the magic, huh?
What happened to the magic? Yeah, the song is very self-explanatory, you know.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and play Ooh-Wee. Yeah, we're going to play
Ooh-Wee.
Yeah,
please do.
And we're going to get back with Jesse James and his artist, hot artist, Shirley Diamond on the line as well.
Yeah.
You know, something has changed a little bit in our relationship.
The ooh-wee,
the ooh-wee is not what it used to be. I want to know, where did it go?
What happened to the ooh-wee between you and me?
Well, it's number one in Mississippi. on Charles Evans station there, and number two on another station in there in Jackson.
Okay.
So it's starting to take hold. Because it's a story that a lot of people have been through and are going through right now.
Yeah.
And not what they used to be. When we first got together, I couldn't keep my hands off you. Same with you.
Yeah, now you don't want me to touch you, acting like it's too high. I don't even want to sleep all the way on the other side of the bed. Wait till I go to sleep and come to sleep.
Oh, wow. Shirley ain't got nothing to say on that one out here. I ain't heard you say nothing, Shirley.
I am. I'm laughing with y'all.
Shirley know about that kind of stuff.
This is the Jesse James interview.
but it's the world's truth.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the world is in a lot of trouble, people. Yeah, the world is in a lot of trouble right now. People are separating, divorcing, even before they even get married.
Yeah, that's true.
I had a conversation with somebody today, and I said, you know why? Because a lot of people don't be compatible.
Majority of the times,
you get with a person and you think that they will understand what you have going on and who you are as an individual, and then the whole time they love you off of lust, and it's not love, it's lust. And then you don't have nothing compatible with each other. You don't have the same goals.
You don't like the same things, you know.
Not eating the same food.
Right. I used to have a musician friend. He used to have a lot of girls. The main thing he always said is, you got to like what I like. Because if you don't like what I like, we ain't going to get along.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was what he lived by with his women. You got to like what I like.
So, yeah, well, I think I've learned since I've been, you know, basically by myself now. Looking back, how people, like you say, in the beginning they start, oh, I like everything you like, you know, when they first get together. And then first when they start seeing each other, and if one fall in love first, the other one is not in love yet. It's, you know, it's vice versa with either one. The woman might fall in love. She's shown up through if she fall in love.
Yeah.
So if he ain't ready for nothing like that, he gonna flip the script. If a woman, and vice versa, if a man fall in love and a woman not in love. And so I've just seen it happen with both. It's just terrible. You know, and then you have to find yourself overcoming all the experience that you've had, you know, in that relationship or the relationships you have. You got to find your, you got to look, people start saying, look deep down in yourself, find God, start praying, and blah, 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 you know. But then in the beginning, you know, if you didn't put God first in the first place, or even if you do, it's the way the world is. People be on scales. You know, either they be on a selfish scale or a giving scale, and you got to kind of balance out. So I've seen people have it together, and they be together 50-some-odd years. Boy, it wasn't easy. But ain't nothing easy, tell you, when it comes to relationships.
Nothing easy. Nope. You're absolutely correct on that one. I tell you. Well, but my experience is, I always say, it is what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be.
Well, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
You know. So. Oh yeah. So hey. That's why I like Another Love, Leo.
All right. So while you sitting here talking, now we finna play this song.
We thought we tried to get the ooh we back, and you up there talking about
Leo. Well, that's how it goes, though. It be another Leo.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
You gotta find some happiness somewhere, cause ain't nobody gonna make you happy. You gotta be happy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's what it boils down to.
This is what I'm about to say. If you don't get the ooh-wee, you gonna have to go to another layover to get the ooh-wee.
Yeah, that's right. That sure is right, Chocolate. You said it right. Say, Shirley, I think Chocolate know what's going on. I think she has been through something.
All right, so we got to play Another Layover by Diamond and Jesse James right here on WMQP
107.3. Hey, baby, I've been watching you, and I feel you've been watching me, too. But right now, we got a tour to do, and I can't wait until you get through. Your eyes gave me the cue. What room are you in? Now I'm in room 133. After the show, I want you to stop by and see me. I know you belong to someone else, but honey, I don't care. I want you all. Another love layover. Another love layover. Another love layover. I know you've been with your man a long, long time, and I know you don't feel right sneaking around at night.
Put it down like he's supposed to do.
No, I don't, baby.
Cause if he don't, if he don't,
tell me what you
he's gonna mess
do.
Around and lose you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another love.
I got another love.
Sound like both of y'all were bad on this track.
Hey, you heard? Hey, you heard Shirley said, "Come and get it." She said it a couple of times. Come and get it.
You need to be for real these days.
Oh boy!
I guess she won't get her woo wee at home, so she went to go get her layover.
Yeah. Yeah. See, her man had another side piece, so she went and got her another love nail.
Don't get twisted. It ain't over. It's a fat lady thing. I say life ain't over to the fat lady sing or don't sing.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is so true. But yeah, I really thank you for this interview today. I've had a good time and a real great time.
Yeah. So tell everyone, how can everybody book y'all and how can they find you?
Or you can just go to Gunsmoke Records, GunsmokeJesseJames.com. That's it. GunsmokeJesseJames.com. Or you can email me at gunsmokerecordsken@yahoo.com.
And yeah, he will tell you where to find Shirley Diamond because I'm on his record label. And
yeah,
if you want a show from both of us, you'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah. A real good time. Yeah, in fact, the emails are the best way to do it. GunsmokeRecords10@yahoo.com.
Okay, okay.
That'll get us.
Yeah, I definitely, and definitely. Or y'all can just Google them, okay? Because they are, once you type them in, you will see Shirley Diamond and Jesse James everywhere.
That is, that's right.
Yep.
So, yeah, definitely
right.
Gunsmoke Records. Shout out to Gunsmoke Records. You've been doing a lot of things since you became an independent label and an independent artist. So I salute you on that.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I was with the larger labels, but I always got my invoices always said zero. So I said, well, if I'm going to be broke, let me break me. Then I won't be so mad if I do it.
Okay, we have a caller. Let's see. We have a caller that called in. We're going to see if they want to say something to Jesse
right.
James and Shirley Diamond.
Okay.
You live on air. Want to say anything to the to Jesse James or Shirley Diamond, the legends?
I was going to say just keep going, keep pushing, and everybody have a good one today.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
All right.
That's what
love,
I needed
y'all.
Today.
You have any questions?
No. Just wanted to send good vibrations.
Oh, okay.
Thank you,
good.
Man. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, that
have
made my day.
You,
it made
all
my
right.
day, too.
And
you
do the same, man.
I'm glad I
can. Have a good one, and stay safe, my brother.
Yes, sir. All right, brother.
All right. Take care.
All right, so
that was sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... So, y'all, I'm not going to hold y'all up because I know y'all got things to do. And Jesse James,
yes.
I'm going to call you after I shut everything down on the show and stuff, because I really want to get y'all going, because I know you don't really have someone to do the like the lead work and the marketing part for you like you need it.
Right.
Mr. Gere. Yeah, shout out to Mr. Charles Gere. I'm praying
buddy.
Yeah, my buddy,
man. I've been trying to get in touch with him, but nobody seems to be able to do that for some reason.
Yeah, I'll talk to him about that. Yeah, we definitely going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have the legendary Jesse James from Gunsmoke Records and Shirley Diamond, signed to Gunsmoke Records, legends on the mic right here on WMP on the Miss Chocolate Show. So, all right.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to go ahead and play Another Love Layover while we tune it out. And everybody, y'all go make sure y'all download the music and request a song on all radio stations, because y'all, the people that makes the artists who they are today. So big shout out to all the listeners and all the listeners and all the people all over the world that are music lovers and love to hear good music.
Right on. Yes.
Yes.
Shout out to them. Thank you.
So we're going to go out like this with Shirley Diamond and Jesse James with their bad self over here being bad. We ain't gonna go to that right now. But we definitely going to bring them back on the air again and talk about some more of their music, because they have a category of different music for you, and we definitely want to be discussing that and bringing them back on the radio station right here on WMQP 107.3 on the Miss Chocolate Show.
Hey, baby, I've been watching you, and I feel you've been watching me too. But right now, we got a tour to do, and I can't wait until you get through. Your eyes gave me the cue. By the way, what room are you in?
Down in room 133. After the show, I want you to stop by and see me. I know you belong to someone else, but honey, I don't care. I want you all.
You're not the reason I'm doing what I'm doing, you see. to put it down like he's supposed to do.
No, it don't, baby.
Cause if he don't, if he don't,
tell me what you're
he's gonna mess
do.
Around and lose you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another love.
I got it.
Another lovely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jesse James and Shirley Diamond, Another Love Layover. And they definitely going to be coming back on air, so we can definitely let y'all hear some more of their great hits and music. And we're going to definitely go out like this because it's about time for me to go. And big shout out to everyone that been tuning in on the air and the callers and everybody been tuning in. I appreciate you. And if nobody ever told you that they love you, just know Miss Chocolate loves everyone. And I have love for everyone because guess what? You are God's children. And without God, y'all wouldn't be here, just like me. So y'all keep y'all heads up all over the world. Keep going, keep striving, and don't give up just as well as I. And believe, because believing is powerful. When you believe in the creator of this universe, the universe will work for you. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, we be out of here. This is the last song for today, and I appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Hey, 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 hey. What's the music without the sound?
Jordan, baby.
Ride with me.
We can move bigger than Jupiter.
QP 107.3 FM, baby. Mwah. Love you.